It's 20 to 9 p.m. on the 23rd of June 2010. Karina and I are sat in front of Sky News live watching four talking heads, or five talking heads now. They've added the editor of the Women's Weekly, is it? They've added the editor of the Women's Weekly to the usual four heads. Two of them in Canberra, two of them in the Fox News, that is, sorry, the Sky News News Centre, wherever that is. And the breaking news is, of course, if you're an Australian, you already know this, if you're an Australian with an interest in politics, is that the blood is in the water. The sharks are circling around our Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. It looks like, I mean, the general assumption is, without any information at all, the general assumption is that it's the Deputy Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, who's going to make the move against him, but she doesn't appear to be making any of the actual meetings. Would that be fair to say? She's meeting with Kevin Rudd, yeah. And the speculation, of course, is she and others in the meeting are tapping him on the shoulder or trying to, or they're going to be strategizing about how to show solidarity. Creed and I are political junkies. We love this sort of stuff. We actually one of those few people, well, I am at least, who can watch Parliament for fun. Well, this question time anyway.
Is pushing very hard, and I'm told that's coming from David
Fee. Nothing new? Okay. So, yeah, I might pause the recording here, and I doubt if anything's going to happen tonight, but you never know. Something could happen. One of the things that strike me about this, compared to even as soon as, what, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is how it's all happening in front of us. I mean, once upon a time, the journalists would get all their tips and you'd see it in the newspaper, maybe on the radio, if you're listening to the radio. Whereas we're sitting here watching live TV, and we're literally watching the journalists getting their tips from senior Labour sources on their phones and via Twitter, although I find that hard to believe, but there are people watching and Twittering. They're getting their SMSs, tips from nameless senior Labour sources, and we're actually watching them getting their tips. Although Karina has a theory that some of what they're typing into their phones is...
I think they're ordering pizza.
But still, the impression is that they're getting getting this inside information about the knives coming out for Kevin Rudd. Now, what was it just then, one of the biggest unions?
Yeah. The AWU has said they won't support Kevin Rudd.
So that's just happened, assuming it's true. That's just happened since I last hit record. So, what is it now? It's just on quarter to nine p.m. How many journalists does it take to recharge an iPhone? From what we're watching on the screen here, it looks like it's more than two. He keeps one of the journalists' iPhone is running low on battery, and there's a whole topic for discussion there, the iPhone and its battery life. And they've had to sort of wheel out a little iPhone charge cable. Looks like it's going through at least one, probably more than one, off-screen USB extender so that he can charge his iPhone. And we just saw him, while one side of the screen was talking, he was obviously having problems not getting any power to his recharger. So... no real developments. It's now 5 to 9. It's as always with these sorts of developments, it's little bits of development and then 5-10 minutes of talking heads speculating. Now they're speculating that Julia Gillard won't be able to take over as Prime Minister unless she has Swan, the current Treasurer, as her deputy. Which would be interesting, given the close political friendship, personal friendship between him and, but political friendship between Swan and the current Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. I'm sceptical at whether the average Australian cares about most of this stuff. I mean, we're political junkies. We're sitting up here, me with a scotch, Karina with a glass of red wine, watching this with our snack food, with junk food. I've got our chocolates and our budger mix and our potato chips, and this is like a night at the opera for us, but complete with drama and backstabbing. And it's not over till the fat lady sings, although in this case it's a rather skinny redheaded lady. The time will tell, but I reckon by tomorrow morning, if Kevin Rudd survives, journalists will talk about this as being an embarrassing power-sapping episode for him, but I don't think the average Australian will care. I still think it's weird. I still think it's funny watching the Australian Women's Weekly editor as part of the panels here. She's obviously a print journalist. The way she talks and moves around, it's good on her. It's a breath of fresh air. I think that Gillard ideally